Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." It's Thanksgiving weekend. As someone lucky enough to still be eating leftovers from a Thanksgiving feast with families and friends, this warning makes me sit up startled with a, "Say what?" It sounds like something really hard is coming our way. I'm ready to reach for my laptop and Google World News, the BBC maybe, to check the Doppler radar screen for storms. This involves everyone on the earth. Before I left work on Wednesday, I heard our development person yell to the finance man, "Stock market is down again." This happened after a brief upsurge. Both of these men have been retired, but they lost most of their retirement fund after the housing bubble burst, and both of them are back at work. Those who read the signs of our times economically have mixed messages and report to us. Some say it's getting better. Others say it's getting worse. The news from Haiti tells of horrific human suffering of people already living on the margin. One woman says, "If this is life, death may offer more." I talked to a fellow worker who is working three jobs now, trying to pay bills and get out of debt. Hard times are now, not in the future, for so many. So how are we to hear this warning from Jesus in Luke's gospel? "Pray to God that you may be strong enough to escape from all these things." God's strength is available to us. That's what we're told in the scripture. God's strength is available to us to make us able to stand in the face of trials, frustrations, even catastrophic events, which will affect us all. And we can access this strength through prayer. Not only that, but we can share it with others in their time of need. A young Jewish woman who was baptized 3 years ago at the Easter Vigil and is now a senior at the university where I work came into my office last week. We'll call her Lily. She wanted to talk about which job she should take. She's in a discernment process, and she's been offered three jobs. She will be a medical consultant. She also wanted to talk about her ongoing family situation, which is a part of this mix. Lily has acted as the parent in her family since she was in middle school. That's when her father's depression took over and affected the family and the community. Lily's mother and her younger sister and older brother are looking for a new place to live. They have to move from the home they've lived in since childhood because the court has awarded it to their father, who does not have a job right now. She and her mother and her father are divorced. After we took a walk together, we returned to my office where I'd been reading this text. I picked it up and handed it to Lily and asked, "What do you make of this reading, Lily?" After reading it silently, she responded aloud, "Oh, I think it's right on." She read, "For that day will assault everyone on earth. be ready. She said, it's like that practice of keeping the end in mind. There is a lot that can get you down, but don't let it distract you from what is most important. Be vigilant, it says. I buy that, said Lily. We don't have the strength or the wisdom sometimes, but God has it. I reached for my pen and paper to write down what Lily was saying. Life is full of surprises, good and bad, she went on. We are not prepared all the time. I'm certainly not. My grandfather, who was my rock and always helped me, he died unexpectedly. Surprise. My father tried to commit suicide, and I found him. Surprise. 10 days later, I was on a plane going to Italy. Was I running away or toward something? That year abroad was the most wonderful, the most remarkable experience I've ever had. Surprise. For the first time, I was away from constant calls from my father and his parents. But I got letters from them asking me why I was abandoning the family. My conversion to Catholicism was a big blow to them. They all felt rejected. And now I'm in Italy. I woke up each morning there and said, Lord, help me. I don't want to let what happened to my father and to me blind me to what you are doing now, today. Well, the Lord did not leave me. I am still surprised. He stayed with me. I'm so glad he is still with me today. I'm not afraid of the future now because I believe he will not leave me. And I don't stand by myself. I stand in his strength. I think prayer helps that and helps us do that, said Lily. God's strength is what we need. That strength is accessible through prayer and can be shared with others in their time of need. Lily knows this and is becoming a source of strength and hope for her family, her friends, and for me. Archbishop Oscar Romero was a source of strength and hope for the poor and for the oppressed of his country. His preaching was streamed over loudspeakers all over El Salvador during one of its darkest, most violent periods. Archbishop Romero was shot and killed at the altar by a death squad assassin on March 24, 1980. Facing death threats before he died, he said, it is my hope that my blood will be the seed of freedom and the sign that hope will soon be a reality. His preaching now belongs to the wider world and to you and me. It continues to offer strength and to stir hope in people all over the world struggling to overcome poverty and oppression, suffering trials, frustrations, and the tribulation that Jesus told his followers we would face. In the midst of terrible times, Archbishop Romero prayed a prayer that can be ours today. Lily and I prayed this prayer together. I can't, Lord. You must. I'm yours. Show me the way. God's strength is what we need. God's strength is accessible to us through prayer and can be shared with others in their time of need. May God help us share with others what God has given to us in our time of need. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.